Hello and welcome to the Cleveland Browns Report. I'm Jameer Howerton. At Sunday's game against the Baltimore Ravens, former Browns greats Felix Wright and Al Gross served as honorary coin toss captains. Before the game, they caught up with Dave Chydowski on the pregame huddle. Here's a listen to that interview and our alumni spotlight presented by Cuyahoga Community College.
Bobby Mitchell, the fastest man in football.
Touchdown!
Graham steps over the line. Throws his field goal. Try was successful.
This is the Browns pregame huddle. And one of my favorite parts on the show, this is the part where I say, hey, these guys were on my wall when I was a kid as posters, so it's an honor to have these guys. It is Al Gross and Felix Wright, of course, played for the Browns and those great teams in the 80s. Today, they are the honorary captains, and I'll start, Felix, with you. How does it feel to come back and be an honorary captain today?
Oh, it's awesome. In fact, you know, I'm here every week because of what I do for the NFL, and it's an awesome honor, and it's also great to be with back with Al Gross.
Yeah, both safeties for the Browns. Al, how about you? I mean, this has to feel good to be back right now. Now Felix lives here in Cleveland. You live in Arizona, so feel good to be back?
Oh, yeah. You know, anytime you can get back amongst the fans and the great people of Cleveland brings back a lot of memories.
Now, you guys have brought up key points that we're going to get to. And, Felix, I want to start with you. And it is what you do now at the Cleveland Browns. I think this is an interesting story. I don't know if this is safe to say, but I will call you the uniform police. Explain.
Yes. Well, NFL inspector. And what I do is I protect the sponsorship of the NFL. You know, I give an example of all the coaches, the referees, and the players have to wear certain things on the field and have to be dressed a certain way. And I just make sure they're within regulation and make sure that if they're not, I correct it. And if not, they'll get fined for it.
What's maybe a good story you have where maybe you told someone, hey, that's not under the guidelines, you need to switch it, and maybe they didn't?
Well, the biggest culprits was like Ocho Cinco and T.O. and guys like that. That I've been written up about, you know, having to find those guys wearing like gold shoes or orange shoes like we used to do back in the day. And we had some instances last week in the game where we had to correct some guys and find a few people. But, you know, when I go in and speak to the team before every season, I just go in and say, I'm the guy that's going to keep money in your pocket. So this let's act right.
I like that. We always want to have money in our pocket for sure. Al, you mentioned the fans. You know, how special are these fans back here? I mean, as a guy that played for the Browns and you still follow them, I mean, talk about them.
Well, you have to follow the Browns. Once you've been a player and you've gone through and know what the fans are about here, blue collar, you know, it fits my personality perfectly. So, you know, I couldn't have gone to a better team. And you always, always want the Browns to win.
Yeah, no question. Now, we talked about what Felix does. What are you doing now? It deals with concussions, right? And I ask you that because, number one, I find that interesting. But number two, concussions, obviously, huge part of the NFL now. More so, I mean, the concussions happened back then as well when you played, but now it's really on the radar.
Right. Now that we have the protocol in place, we're doing a lot of education work out in the Phoenix area with young kids, youth and high school football, and raising money so that we can get the word out. Because if we don't get the coaches and the administrators at the youth level involved in this thing, then we're going to have a lot of problems with kids having injuries that they shouldn't have to have.
Yeah, no question. A lot of follow-up questions I could go there with you on that, but we move on. And, Felix, I ask you, go back to those great teams of the 80s, and I've had guys on here during the weeks, and we talked about it, and I'll ask everyone the same question. I mean, how awesome were those teams playing in the old stadium, getting so close to the Super Bowl?
Well, I'll tell you what, every year that I remember playing here, we were in the playoffs for the exception of the one in 1990. But the city, the fans, and how they backed the Browns at that particular time was just an awesome situation to be into. So we had a very close-knit team. We were always out in the city celebrating with the city.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, we were so close. But, hey, we still got hope. And we're still, you know, rooting for these guys to come alive and make things happen for the city of Cleveland.
And do you feel this team – is today a big day maybe for a turning point for this team?
I think it's a big – in fact, the last three games that we've played, for the exception of the Indianapolis game where I think we should have a three-game winning streak. So this is really an important game for us, and I think it's going to turn the tide and will determine a lot of people's fate in the organization as well.
And last question, Al, I wanted to ask you this, playing defense in practice every day for the Browns. I mean, with some of those great offensive players and Bernie and Webster and the list goes on, that had to be a thrill too and actually make you better.
Well, you know, there was a healthy rivalry going on at the time. The receivers that we had got our corners and everybody, the juices were flowing at practice. I know the safeties, we had a thing going with the running backs. So when you have that type of competitiveness going on at practice, it just carries on into the game.
And obviously you follow the Browns now still. I mean, do you think this team can turn the corner?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's a young team, and they're learning how to win. So when you've learned how to pull out those last wins as of the last week, I think they're in the store to win today. I'm thinking of Browns win today.
We got our first prediction right there. I love that, huh? Felix Wright, Al Gross, honorary captains today. Played with the Browns in the 80s. You guys know them well. Guys, thanks so much for being here on the Browns pregame huddle.